This picture is literally just me trying something different that I normally don't do. It's an apple on my kitchen table, and I'm playing around with some light painting. The background here is a couple weeks before I took this picture, we had some visitors over, and I was up early in the morning. I wanted to get up before the kids to make sure that when they got up, I could tend to them and try and let our visitors sleep. So I had finished with breakfast, and it was really dark. It was like, I don't know, 5:30, 6 in the morning. And for some reason, I got the idea to play around with some light painting on my phone. And that's where you take a long exposure, and you have a source of light, like a small source of light. A flashlight's too big unless it's really far away. But you have a small source of light, and you kind of wave it around, and it makes these patterns. Wherever you waved it, it leaves a trail on your camera, on your camera sensor. So you can get these long exposures where you essentially paint with light. And I was thinking, how can I do that here in my kitchen? And I went over to the fridge, and I found an apple, and I thought, well, this would be kind of cool to play with. I put it on the table. I put my camera on the table, focused everything, and then I used the light on my iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, or really any phone, you can use the camera flash and have it stay on, and it kind of turns into a really tiny little flashlight. So I took a long exposure of this apple, and I'm waving my phone around and making these little light designs, and it was all right. It was pretty cool, but the light output from my camera, the light on my camera was way too much. A couple weeks later, I found myself in a similar situation, and I was up before the kids. It was really dark, and I thought, you know, that light painting thing, I want to try it one more time, but how can I do it so that it's not so bright? And what you're looking at here is the result of that. This is not like, this is more about process than product. I don't think the end result is that great from an artistic standpoint, but it's an example of it's an illustration of what I did that day to create this photo. So it's sort of like the example of the process I went through. So I set my D750 on the table, pointed it towards this apple, focused with the lights turned on, like with the kitchen lights turned on, and then turned the lights off so it's nearly dark. And it's almost impossible for any camera to focus when it's so dark. And you got to remember, this was like black before with all the lights out. It was really early in the morning. But my camera's already focused. So then I just had to take the picture, and I set it to, I think, 10 seconds and click the shutter. I put on a 2-second timer, so I had a couple seconds to reach my hand behind the apple, and I let go of my finger was actually covering the flashlight on the camera, and I let go of that for just like half a second and then clicked my finger back into place. That was enough to give it this backlighting. So this bright white light that you're seeing coming from behind the apple is actually the full effect of my camera phone's flash without my finger in front of it. Then with my finger back in front of it, I swirled it around behind the apple, and it's red because it's shining through my finger. So I'm lowering the output of the flashlight because I'm blocking it with my finger, and changing the color of it because it's now, I don't know, essentially a red-colored flashlight because my finger made it turn red. And I tried a couple different variations on that, and this was my favorite picture. I added a little touch at the end. There's that little spot of light right near the top of the apple, and that's because I held the very last thing I did after I did the first few steps I described, I held my phone up high and, again, took my finger off of the flash or off of the light, and then put it back. And that caused enough of a light to shine on the apple to give it that little shiny gleam right up on top there, kind of like a camera flash, except on a phone. So this is the result of a really simple, really inexpensive light painting setup. The thing I don't like about it, well, there's a couple things I don't like, but one of that really comes to mind is that smudge, that kind of yellowish smudge behind the apple. That's my hand. And there's no way I could get rid of that if I wanted to do that little bit at the beginning to create that backlight behind the apple. It ended up showing enough light that my hand was exposed, and I tried a lot of different things to get rid of that. In the end, I'm hoping it just comes across as, like, I don't know, looks like it's smoking or something. I hope it looks like an effect. It wasn't intentional. I tried to avoid it, but there's nothing I could do. So it gives me something to try again next time. Maybe I'll put some black gloves on my hand or something. That might work. and cut the tip off one of the index finger. So, you know, that could work. Anyway, try this. If you're curious about doing this, try it. You just need a camera, something to take a picture of, or not, and your phone, and see what you can come up with.